bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
All right, we're back. Good afternoon. We are back for our second hour. It is Friday, October 3rd, 5:04 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much for making time to tune in as we are getting our weekend started. Y'all, this is, I love how Truth Nation, y'all be like producing in the YouTube message board. No audio, the audio sounds bad. That's what I'm talking about, y'all. Let's go, teamwork. I'll be back in the studio on Monday, live. We're working on it. But thank y'all so much for staying locked in. Appreciate y'all so much. We have had a very interesting first hour as we've been talking about the Milwaukee Police Department's police chase policy. We even had an update during our breaking news hour. Now, before we get into this, because I'm going to tell y'all right now, this wasn't just another City Hall debate. This is a very serious topic because this is about life and death in our neighborhoods. Let me say that differently. This is about life and death in our neighborhoods. Nine people this year have been unlived as a result of police chases. Six of them had absolutely nothing to do with the crimes. Just families driving home from a soccer game. Or, as Alderwoman Charlene Moore stated yesterday during the City Hall debate, people being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, again, the conversation at City Hall yesterday got really heated, and a number of community leaders, including Common Council members, put the smoke, the heat on Milwaukee Police Department regarding a policy that has resulted in innocent lives being taken. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman was not present, and a lot of people were inquiring about where he was. If this was such an important issue, why was he not there? So we're going to continue getting into this discussion. And for many of you on the YouTube message board, as well as the Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017, are basically saying that we need to hold somebody accountable. And some of us have said we need to hold ourselves as community members accountable. Some people are saying, nope, these are the elected officials and the sworn in officers' responsibility. So we basically got accountability, trust, technology, and how policies in those city hall chambers are impacting us right here in our communities. And I'm so glad that we're having a conversation about this. Now, before we get into the conversation, it is Friday, and I want to give y'all some good news. Now, Truth Nation is your chance. That's right. Right now, to be our one call, that's all, Gruber 5K giveaway entry for the day. That's right. You are hearing me. You could be entered right now to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. I'm looking for me and Rhea, the incredible producer. We are looking for right now, caller. I'm going to make this real, real easy. We're looking for caller number 3 right now. That's right. 833-212-1017. If you're caller number 3, you're going to be entered to win the five, entered in to win. I want to make sure I get that right, y'all. You're going to be entered today. Caller number 3 in the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is caller number 3 at 833-212-1017. And remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. That is gruber-law.com. And for official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. I can't wait to hear who, do we have a winner yet? Because I know they'd be calling in quick. Oh, we're still waiting. Call number 3. Rhea is taking the calls right now. Now, while we're waiting to see who has been entered into the 5K giveaway by Gruber Law Offices, let's get back into what's happening in City Hall. Now, let me go through again. Pierre Mu and her two sons, 15-year-old Carlisle Cremu and Mu Nay Tao, at the age of 21, were killed when a suspect fleeing police ran a red light. They were driving home from soccer, and it resulted in fatalities. Alderwoman Charlene Moore, during yesterday's town hall discussion at City Hall, said, and I quote, "It broke my heart. I do not want that to be our reality." Now, the reason why this story is so important, because it is a story that is representing that many Black and brown families continue to be caught in the crossfire of reckless policy, and I'm doing the air quotes, and reckless behavior. Now, the policy dilemma is this. And Alderman Spiker, during yesterday's town hall discussion in City Hall, labeled it as a catch-22. If we pursue, and this is from Alderman Spiker, if we pursue, it results in dangerous chases that endanger innocent lives. If we don't pursue, then suspects feel emboldened to flee and drive recklessly. Now, this type of framing, it's highlighting a deep structural challenge. But communities, us, innocent bystanders, innocent people that are, again, like this family, driving home from soccer, are the ones paying the price regardless of whether it's pursued or not. So this debate, it's not just about policy. It's about values and priorities. Now, let's go into the numbers. And just so you know, Truth Nation, these numbers continue to escalate. They continue to increase. Now, as of today, 778 pursuits versus 683 in the same period last year. Let me be more exact. This is as of September 15th. About one third were terminated, and fewer than half have led to arrest. Alderwoman Malele Cox pressured MPD during yesterday's City Hall discussion with the question, what accounts for that gap? Now, the Milwaukee Police Department, in their response, didn't necessarily fully explain, which to me raises the serious questions about effectiveness and strategy. Now, the other opportunity that I noticed is Chief Jeffrey Norman was not in attendance. Now, let me be clear. I know everybody cannot be at one place at the same time. Everybody, people have agendas, and I can't even imagine what it's like to be the chief of the Milwaukee Police Department, especially during this current climate. However, I do believe that it was the Milwaukee Police Department's responsibility to inform the community members that were present yesterday as to why Chief Norman was not present. Now, the chief of staff, Heather Howe, who represented the Milwaukee Police Department, walked out after the exchange between the police department, the county members and the community members, the council members and the community members got real tense. So I'm a little concerned that when you are having a conversation or a discussion regarding life or death, and you walk out, that raises my concerns regarding transparency and accountability. Are y'all with me, Truth Nation? That's all I'm saying. You have a family. You've had people who have lost lives. There's no coming back from death. And you are the chief of staff. First of all, the chief of the police department wasn't there, Jeffrey Norman. I'm not tripping off of that. But what I am tripping off of is the fact that no one even remotely, let alone explicitly, informed the community why he was absent. And the person that was there to represent the police department just walked out. I don't understand that part. Maybe I'm missing something. Now, everybody is asking about leadership. So if the chief wasn't there and the chief of staff walked out after it got heated, and this is a conversation or discussion regarding life or death, is that leadership? 833-212-1017. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am your guest host, DT, the Effective Communication Coach, also known as Denise Thomas. Stay locked in. When we come back, we're going to give you the winner's name of the Gruber Law entry for the 5K giveaway. Stay locked in. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
The first step would be is to register for our program. You can come to our office, 7830 West Burleigh Street, or you can give us a call at 414-461-6330, or just go onto our website, hri-wi.org. Register for the first-time home buyer education workshop. That's going to be your first step to home ownership. During that class, you're going to learn everything that you need to know from A to Z, how to get approved for a house, how to look for a house and put an accepted offer, and how to close on a home.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It's Friday. Just so you know, we have an uninvited co-host Rhea is going to show y'all in our YouTube message board, if you're streaming us live, because a lot of y'all are probably looking at me like, why is Denise scooted so far back in her chair? Well, our incredible producer, Rhea, is going to let you know on why I am scooted back in my chair. How do I say that? I gotta sound professional. I am positioned differently. In other news, congratulations to Preston. Preston was our number three caller and is now officially entered in the 5K Gruber Law giveaway. And Babar is like our co-producer as well. He's saying I'm not on the screen. So let me fix that, Babar. Thank you so much. I'm just trying to make sure that this grasshopper doesn't jump on me. This uninvited co-host. All right, we're back. Shout out to Babar. Shout out to everybody in Truth Nation, YouTube message board. Superman says, you are 100% correct. She should be fired. Now, Superman, I'm not asking anybody to be fired. And I know you agree in terms of what I said. So let me go back if you're just tuning in. Yesterday, in our very own Milwaukee City Hall, there was a fiercely intensified, heated debate between council members and the Milwaukee Police Department over the Milwaukee Police Department's chase policy. We've had a number of deaths as a result of police chases. Now, the question is, and let me be specific, because I know we got a lot of folks out there that want facts and data, and you rightfully deserve it. As of September 15th, 778 police pursuits so far this year versus 683 police pursuits in the same period last year. About one third were terminated and fewer than half led to actual arrests. During the City Hall discussion yesterday, Alderwoman Malele Cox presented the question to the Milwaukee Police Department, what accounts for that gap? Now, what I found interesting is that Chief Jeffrey Norman, the Milwaukee Police Department chief, did not attend the heated discussion. The Chief of Staff, Heather, is it Hugh? Represented the Milwaukee Police Department and then left after things got heated. Now, again, I'm not judging the chief for not being there. Although I do think that based on the subject at hand and based on the impact, including people's lives being taken, because this is a matter of life or death, and not being present just amplified community concerns about transparency and accountability. So for me, I get that leaders, and it's got to be challenging right now to be the chief of police of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. However, if you're not going to attend this type of meeting and you send your chief of staff to represent you and the Milwaukee Police Department, and the fact that she walked out, that's not a good look. It's very dismissive. It's very insensitive. Whether that was your intention or not, that was the impact. And it really raises some valid questions about the effectiveness and the strategy regarding the Milwaukee Police Department and this police chase policy. Common Council President Perez asked the Milwaukee Police Department during the City Hall discussion yesterday, and I quote, have we really exhausted every technology available to keep people safe? Because here's what I'm trying to understand, Truth Nation. We're not the only city in this country that is navigating crime, the increase in crime and the increase in reckless driving now resulting in more police chase. We're not the only city, so there's got to be other cities that we can benchmark in terms of technologies or just whatever tools that are available to prevent these tragedies from reoccurring. How many more families have to bury loved ones before something changes? And as I asked before, Truth Nation, and I'm asking, this is not a rhetorical question. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Do you feel safer when police chase aggressively, or do you fear the unintended consequences in our neighborhood when police are chasing? Also, I'm curious in terms of how do you feel about the Milwaukee Police Department not showing up to a meeting regarding lives? And like I said, I get it. Like, we can't clone ourselves. So if you're not going to be there and you send your chief of staff to represent the Milwaukee Police Department, and as soon as things get uncomfortable, she leaves. And this is where, from a leadership standpoint, when I coach leaders, I always tell leaders up front, it's not easy. Leadership is not easy. It's thankless. It's lonely at the top. But the impact of your leadership is not going to be during sunny day scenarios. It's not going to be when the sun is bright and everything is going well. Leadership is tested and validated based on how you handle the most challenging situation. So I was disappointed to read and see that Heather, how the Milwaukee Police Department chief of staff left after the exchange got heated. What did you think it was going to be? What did you like? Who prepared her? Call me, Heather. I'm the effective communication coach. On our YouTube message board, there's a lot of action going on. Superman says, DT, if you would have walked out, you would now be in the unemployment line. I wouldn't have walked out, though, Superman. Let that be clear. I appreciate the observation, but let me say on record, and as a Black woman, that's all I do every day anyway, is navigate misunderstandings, misalignment, prejudice, as in prejudging me based on my physical appearance. So it'd be a Tuesday for me, Superman. And for those that are like, well, you could say that now, trust and believe it would be a Tuesday for me. But when there is time to have a courageous conversation that makes you uncomfortable, and you are the chief of staff representing the Milwaukee Police Department, chief of police, and you walk out, it's not a good look. The heat is on. And for those that are leaders, caller, we got the caller. Thank you so much for your patience. You are live with DT on The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. What is your question or comment?
My comment is, as always, it's always live when my sister DT is on the air, first of all. And the young lady's name was Heather, who walked away from this meeting.
Yes, I believe Heather, it's last name is H-O-U-G-H.
Oh, okay. So I think maybe we should just queue up some new addition for Heather, because as you said, everybody, sunny days, everyone loves them. But tell me, Heather, can you stand the rain? And obviously, Ms. Cogs asked her some very tough questions that the chief of police should be held accountable for her not answering. And his inability, and, you know, we need to know why he wasn't able to come to a meeting that's so important. and what we should do about that going forward.
Thank you so much, the caller. Appreciate your comments. And, you know, like I said, we're going to take a break. But like I said, and matter of fact, Rhea, I love how the caller said, on a perfect day. When we come back, we're going to queue up New Edition. Can you stand the rain? Actually, you know what, the caller? That is a great question. Milwaukee Police Department, Milwaukee Administration, the mayor's office, the county executive office, can you stand the rain? Because in all seriousness, it is so easy. Look, you know what? I know we got to go to break. Let me just say this before we cue this music and we get back to the show after break. Johnny Gill said, on a perfect day, I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, can you tell me, can you weather a storm? We come back. We're going to get more into this. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is Friday. Thank you, Lord. We'll be back.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 1017 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Nizir Spencer. While the rest of the NFL continues this weekend, the Packers are on an early bye. They sit at 2-1-1 and return home on October 12th to take on the Bengals. The Brewers are making their NLDS debut against the Cubs Saturday for Game 1, a series that can become more tense as the rivalry continues.
This pitch almost hits Suzuki. It was a slider that he lost up and in, and it's 1-0. Cubs fans are booing as if that was intentional. The bases are loaded, nobody's out. And it was a slider.
Yeah.
Come on.
First pitch is at 1:08 p.m. Saturday in a best-of-five series. Badger football faces Michigan Saturday. Kickoff in Ann Arbor is set for 11 a.m. Badger volleyball also takes on Michigan Sunday at 1 p.m. in Madison. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams. Member FDIC.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
On a perfect day, I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you ever restore?
Cause I need somebody who will stand by me through the good times and bad times.
Good afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris.
Always be right there.
My question is, can you stand the rain? The caller, you motivated me. You inspired me. Not really a city girl says, oh yeah, Ma the elephant. I see y'all jamming in our YouTube message board. You can stream and watch us live. One of the most greatest, if not the greatest, R&B slow jam of all time, which is quite relevant as we have been talking about accountability, transparency, and openness with our leadership, in particular, the Milwaukee Police Department. Throughout today's show, we've been talking about how many more innocent lives, how many more families have to bury loved ones before something changes regarding the police chasing, the reckless driving? And do you feel safer when police chase aggressively, or do you fear that the unintended consequences in your neighborhood will result in innocent lives being taken? We've also been talking about, how do you feel about Milwaukee Police Department Chief Jeffrey Norman not showing up? And the person that was representing the chief of staff, Heather Howe or Ho, H-O-U-G-H, left the heated exchange once things got a little heated. So again, can you stand the rain, Milwaukee leadership? Because if your child was killed coming home from practice because of a police chase, what would justice look like to you? I'm asking. It's a valid question. Because the meeting that took place yesterday at Milwaukee City Hall, it showed the real tension between oversight and departmental defensiveness. So you had the aggressive questioning, rightfully so, and then you had the walkout. Again, oversight, defensiveness. And this also, Truth Nation, the fact that the Milwaukee Police Department and the Common Council are at battle with each other, that reflects a deep institutional friction at a time where in our previous caller, or no, this is actually somebody on our YouTube message board, even stated, which I 100% agree with, this is a time where we need to be more unified. If the Common Council and the Police Department of Milwaukee don't agree, what should we be doing as community members? Because it's definitely not going to result in effective policies or even strategy for that matter. And we're not the only city in this country that is dealing with a spike in violence. So I'm really going to need the Milwaukee Police Department and the Milwaukee Common Council to get unified, because that's the only way that we're going to actually see innocent lives being saved. And I'm not pointing the finger, but you do realize, for those that felt that I was pointing the finger at the Milwaukee Police Department, you do realize that people pay taxes for certain things and services, including protecting our safety. You do realize that people pay taxes so that whether it's a technology, whatever practice, ultimately we pay taxes so that we can have access to healthcare, to quality education, to affordable housing, and to a government that protects and serves us. So make it make sense to me. Make it make sense to Milwaukee community members. What technologies or best practices are other cities doing that Milwaukee could adopt right now? Because damned if you do, damned if you don't, that's not real, or nor is it working for us. When innocent people die, there has to be accountability. Whether it's the suspects, whether it's the officers or the policies, I don't care what it is, there has to be something that would make this policy meaningful and that would keep the already discriminated against community engaged. See, it's one thing when you don't deal with discrimination every day, all day. It's easy to say certain things like, well, don't look at me. All I'm saying is that if, and that's a big deal, it's just like at our executive level, at our national level, the Democrats pointing the finger at the Republicans. The Republicans pointing the finger at the Democrats. In the meanwhile, we live in a country where the government is shut down. Shut down, first time in 6 years. And so if both the local, state, and national level of elected officials, government, municipalities are not unified, how is that going to impact us, and what are we supposed to do? I'm asking you, the good people of Milwaukee, what are we supposed to do? This is impacting our pockets. This is impacting our communities, and it is most certainly impacting the powers that we have as civilians. Even Tony Evers, Wisconsin's own governor, Tony Evers, warned that as we are in a government shutdown, he may have to step in with executive action to keep things moving in this state. Because I've heard people say, don't worry about the government shutdown. It's not going to impact us. The show will continue. When you start having a governor saying things like, I may have to step in with an executive action to keep things moving, and then you have these people on social media speaking from their ivory towers and telling their followers, don't worry about it, it's not a big deal. Well, let me just break it down. Right here in Milwaukee, our schools, our transit system, SNAP benefits, federal workers, small businesses, and yes, your family's daily life is impacted by this shutdown. And I don't say this to put, what's the phrase? I'm not trying to pump fear. Kool-Aid in your heart. But if Congress does not reach a deal, which they did not, but if they continue for this government to shut down, yes, Governor Evers will need to step in to keep essential services running. If you say, well, I'm not on SNAP, the people that are and that will no longer have these benefits, including food, basic essential or basic needs, we all know what happens when people are hungry and people don't know where their next meal is coming from. Because again, federal funding, it supports education, housing, food programs, and public health, which are all lifelines for many families. And if these families are negatively impacted, I'm not even gonna insult your intelligence. You know that every choice has a consequence. Let me break it down a little bit further. Milwaukee's Black and Brown communities are often, and these are facts, the first communities that get hit the hardest during government shutdowns. Like I said, WIC and SNAP delays, that's gonna affect single mothers and families. Head Start programs, they may pause or cut hours. Transit and postal services slowdowns, which is gonna impact essential workers. And then, of course, we have the federal workers, including TSA, the IRS, postal employees. You're like, wait a minute, Denise, they're still working. Yeah, but how would you show up if you knew you had to go to work and wasn't going to get paid? See, these shutdowns, there's already inequities that we're facing in our communities. And these shutdowns, they just further amplify. And then it creates this ripple effect, which is both neighborhood stability and local business impact. Now, what Governor Evers, if I had to guess, when he says he may have to intervene with executive orders, more than likely, he's going to what we call reallocate state funds to keep the critical services going. He's going to reallocate state funds, more than likely temporarily. So until the government resumes, again, to keep these critical services going. He may even issue emergency orders regarding healthcare, regarding child nutrition, regarding public safety. With that being said, Truth Nation, let me just say this. Executive power, it has its limits, even though it is powerful, because we all know that this state is purple. It is a swing state. Sometimes we as voters go red. Sometimes we as voters go blue. The last election, we know what color we went. And so if Governor Evers does intercept with an executive order, there's going to be heat. And let me just go ahead and say it explicitly, a political fight that's going to happen as a result of his executive orders. Because again, regardless of helping people that need it the most, you got those other people, they're gonna be like, you can't help them. When we come back from break, we're gonna wrap up. I so appreciate y'all tuning in. I so appreciate Truth Nation, the YouTube message board. When we come back, I'm going to wrap things up and we're going to get ready for a great weekend. And I'm flying back to Milwaukee tomorrow, so I will definitely see y'all on Monday. But let's take one more break and then we'll wrap things up. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am your guest host, Denise Thomas, getting ready for the weekend. Stay locked in. We'll be back. We'll be back. I can't even say it, y'all. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. Thank you so, so very much for tuning in. It is Friday and we are about to wrap things up. Can't thank you enough for tuning in. I see you on the YouTube message board. Did y'all get a chance to see earlier our incredible producer Rhea gave you some sight to my guest uninvited co-host today? Y'all know he's literally staring at me right now. There he is, y'all. Truth Nation, you see him? He's literally staring at me right now, telling me to hurry up and wrap things up so we can get this thing called the weekend. There he is. Aw. See, he's cute on the screen, right? Little cute green guy. But he's looking at me, y'all. Now, for those that are listening, I am not going to unlive him. I am going to just use a friendly sweep and see if he'll go out the front door. If not, then I'm going to go upstairs, get my broom, and just give him a little encouragement with the broom. That's all I'm saying. Just sweep him out. All right, me and Mr. Hopper, again, want to wish each and every one of you a great, great weekend. We've had a great conversation regarding the Milwaukee Police Department and the Common Council's heat exchange yesterday in City Hall regarding the police chase policy. Your voice deserves to shape the narrative. So please continue to call in, continue to text in. This is your platform. This is your power. This is your time. And let's just make sure that we continue to hold our government, the shutdown government, our elected officials, our leaders, our city leaders accountable. Because we may obviously have to consider how we're going to continue to prepare and organize and support each other as these things continue to happen and as the government is shut down. We really going to have to prepare, y'all. We're going to have to organize and support. So with that, continue to stay locked in. Continue to be the good people that you are, because there are more good people in this world than not. It's just those that are not are the ones that get the attention. I love y'all so much. Make it a great weekend. Please, please, y'all, be safe. And I will see you live first thing in the morning with the legendary Dame LZ on Truth in the Morning, bright and early, live in the studio at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. Make it a great weekend, y'all. I love you much. Peace out.